Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 on Tuesday, May 17th, 2005. Continuing today with my personal intellectual history exercise, which also known as the death of the homunculus. In May and June of 1981, Susan Sheehan, one of the major serious reporters of the New Yorker of that era, won the Pulitzer Prize, did all kinds of just exhaustively reported
whatsoever to do with the academic world. I personally was still very much on an academic schedule, having more or less taken some time off from graduate school in the creative writing program at Syracuse University to take this job. And
what I'm going to be talking about in this project
is something I call the death of the homunculus. And by this, I'm referring to a particular moment in my life that occurred maybe. I'm not exactly sure when it was, although I remembered more quite clearly. But it was an interchangeable moment. It could have happened on one
of many evenings. And actually, I was surprised to find that it was published in May and June of that year.
I had thought it was possibly published the previous, a little earlier, because. But we won't get into that too much. I thought it came before a particular incident in my life and provided the templates through which I understood that incident, and in fact, it came several months after the incident, and so it's only in retrospect that it has provided the template for me to understand the positions of personalized incidents in my life.
So anyway, this article that I'm talking about, simple first order story of Sylvia Frumpkin,
determination in the first case and a third order in the second case. Okay, so one of these is going to be our alternate law of inertia. Let us now modify our supposition. Suppose a world analogous to ourselves entire lives,
but one
and that the days on which everything changes are extremely untypical of daily life. And so if the goal of art is to, the goal of narrative art is to make the audience go, yeah, that's what life is all about, that's what it's really like. In many ways, a two-hour feature film that deals with these big, no big urban renewal plans
going to
place
maybe the patterns
that I haven't been back. In short, Presidential Plaza, where I was working, was a place struggling to maintain an air of upscale high modernism while the rust belt urban decay encroached on it from all sides.
Weblog, whatever it is I'm doing here,
there I was, audio, sitting in its podcast,
whatever you want to call it,
writing as best I could.
Why I got
in that, one commits to projects long before they're finished, and so you're actually putting things out into the world while they are still being formed. But I do have a plan.
And in this plan,
I'm going to be talking about
When I was at the library the other day,
the job I had when the
I only got a couple of them, but there's this is a typical excerpt from one of her ramblings.
Lee Harvey Oswald is a patient here. God talks to me a lot. The voice is an imp in my head. I'm a good friend of Mike Nichols and Diane von Furstenberg. I first met Geraldo Rivera when I was in Elmhurst. John Travolta's father is the Shadow. I think the Cowardly Lion was secretly married to Judy Garland. I'm going to marry Lyle Waggoner, who plays Steve Trevor. And on and on and on. But the orbit
but what will be became extraordinarily
infected
when
what
sort of
stuck
in my mind
in this
and became sort of a problem that I kept
as soon as the disturbing cause has disappeared. It would only be when the perturbing body is remote, when it's gone through and it's gone far away, when the orbits, instead of being circular, are now found to be elliptical, that the astronomers would find out the mistake and discover the necessity
conveniently just struck dead their wife. A wife who had left him and was off with another man and died in a car accident, possibly going into a bridge abutment, which sure sounds like a suicide or a suicide pact or something like that. And so he's in this terrible state of grief, and so he gets to deal with this woman who seems to uncover her extraordinary grief,
and I get paid by SSA and SSI. But the show has gone off the air, and I may not be mentally ill anymore. Maybe I just have idiosyncrasies. You'd have to ask a doctor. And the Lord wants me to go on WWDJ 700 Club. That's the Mike Douglas show of born-again Christian programs. I want to be a doctor. I want to go from the theater to the operating theater. And what fascinated me about this line, about this little passage that I've just read, is the bizarre little part of it that is perfectly sane.